welcome to 5 Minute Philosophy with me, Stanley Harris.
And me, Dan Harris.
It's a race against a 5 Minute clock to discover the most about one subject in 5 minutes.
Excellent.
So, let's get going.
Right, timer starts now.
Okay, so what we're going to be looking at today is art. And can anything be art? And a few other terms underneath art. So, let's start off. Can anything be art?
Oh, that's a very good question. I remember back in the 80s, there was an artist who put like a pile of bricks in the Tate Modern, no, it wasn't even the Tate Modern, the Tate Britain Gallery. And there was a bit of a uproar sort of in the public domain, and the papers got involved. And it was a great story because, you know, the question was, well, how can someone just put a pile of bricks in a gallery and call it art? And I think that that kind of idea, that question, is still with us today. I think a lot of people question art, especially when they see things that don't look like their version of what they think art should be.
Okay.
So I think, and it's a, therefore, I think it's a really good question. There's one other reference. So I think this also started at the beginning of the 20th century, 1917, in fact, was when Marcel Duchamp, he wanted to enter a piece of art into the New York Society for the Arts competition, and he took a urinal and signed it, signed it with the name R. Mutt, R. Dot M-U-T-T. So he'd signed it, and therefore it was art, because when you sign something, you kind of put your, you know, you put your mark as an artist against it. But of course, it's a urinal, and of course, it wasn't set up like a urinal is in a toilet.
Yeah,
it was sort of put upside down, like on a plinth, like like a sculpture.
Ooh.
So sculpture could you put anything into anything, and for it to be sculpture? And I think that's a good question. I think it's about whether you know, the audience, you as an individual. I don't think it's even about, you know, you an audience, the community. It's about an individual sort of interpretation and effect from that.
Okay. So, also, coming up with that, is there such thing as good or bad art?
Well, I think that's it, isn't it? And I guess this we'll go into the next question that I think we're talking about. But good art, bad art, I think there might be... That is a good question. I think there might be good art, bad art, but it's hard for me to say what is good and what's bad for you.
Yeah.
But I think, as opposed to me...
It's more about opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. It's about opinion.
And like you say, this follows really well onto our next question. How would you assess art if you're like a university teacher for an art course? How would you, if there was a big test for all your students, how would you assess who was the winner and who didn't do so well?
Yeah, that's a great one. And because we were just talking about opinion, you cannot just use an opinion if you are assessing art.
You need to think technically as well.
Technically, absolutely. Especially, I think in school, you know, a lot of art is assessed on technical merit. And what I mean by that is how well can someone draw, or how well can someone, you know, technically take photos or paint and get the colours right and make it realistic. And I think there's a real... that's an assessment of sort of application of technical skill.
Yeah, there's a real controversy over that kind of idea, isn't it? About how, whether it's about being realistic and being a good artist, or having a good idea and making it reality.
Yeah, an idea can be art, can't it? But it has to be realised, it has to be communicated, and so you've got to be technically skilled. But I also think when I was assessing art pieces, because I used to work at university, I think what we used to do that was more of a criteria around the process that student had gone through to get to their piece of artwork. And there was something about if that process was rigorous and it was, you know, a good, solid sort of inquiry into a particular topic and it was well communicated, that felt like a good way of assessing, using those criterias, assessing people's art against other students. That's our timer done.
Gosh, that's quick.
Good grief.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. I really hope you enjoyed it. We don't know exactly what our next topic is going to be, but we'll be releasing it hopefully next week.
Yes.
But bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks.
See ya. Thanks for listening.